other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in 8 minutes, we're going to start simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. Let me just say this. There's going to be a surprise on air when I go live simulcasting with Tom Hartman. So everybody wants to get over to the new PrisonPlanet.tv. You know, we launched that thing a week and a half ago, and I really have only plugged it like once. We hired a firm to give it the latest Web 2.0 look, but functionality with videos are all categorized much better, with the sites much quicker. We're really, really proud of the new PrisonPlanet.tv, and we want to thank all the members out there for making the show possible. So again, ladies and gentlemen, PrisonPlanet.tv. You get all 22 of my films, Jason Burmes' film, Fabled Enemies. You get, well, it's just they're all there. You get the Obama Deception and super high quality DivX. The DivX copy is close to DVD quality, and it burns to regular CDs that play in most new DVD players. So you can very inexpensively, I'm talking 10, 15 cents a piece, go in there and burn DivX copies off of PrisonPlanet.tv. What an activist tool. And by the way, at these events all over the United States where you have libertarians, conservatives, 9/11 truthers, a lot of neocon talk show hosts trying to co-opt the kind of grassroots movement that manifests itself through Ron Paul last year. But we're actually there recruiting into reality the neocon followers that are kind of falling prey to the right wing of this bird of prey that is the New World Order. So we got a big surprise coming up when we simulcast with Tom Hartman in the next segment. And again, I want to encourage all the listeners to go to PrisonPlanet.tv. It is 15 cents a day. $5.95 a month, and that finances so much of what we're doing here, and we just make the site better and better. Its fifth anniversary was April 10th, 5 days ago. That is many, many years. 5 years, thousands and thousands of pieces of media. We simulcast the TV show for at least 2 hours a day, but we're going to do 2 hours and 52 minutes today. We're going to start simulcasting at the 8 after. So, again, PrisonPlanet.tv, I'm laughing at what's about to happen here in studio when we come back live. This will be a first time, because it is April 15th. So, again, PrisonPlanet.tv, please, if you had a membership in the past, I mean, just 2 years ago, we still had two servers, and it would slow down at night and wasn't quick. Then 2 years ago, we got CDNs. It got lightning fast to download and stream all my films in high quality and the local TV show and everything else. And then now we've added a whole other level. And then we've got, that's only phase one. We've got phase two, three, and four, where it's just going to have so many other facets and things we're going to be adding in the next few months. Just wait and see, folks. PrisonPlanet.tv. And what really supports us is buying the hard copy, highest quality DVD with the extras at Infowars.com. Then you get a free pocket constitution, which is a dollar value, a couple of Infowars.com anti-tyranny bumper stickers, and some other little goodies we throw into every order when you go to secure online video and bookstore shopping cart at Infowars.com. You can also call toll-free to ask about the combos and specials we have, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. All right, Tom Hartman of Air America, and he's on a bunch of other stations. He will be simulcasting with us for the rest of the hour. Again, for stations, we'll be back at 8 after and join them in progress. And then we're going to have an early break because we're going to do their clock from 2:15:51 to, not 2, 12:15:51 to 12:19:51. That'll be the next break coming up, and then we'll go up to the bottom of the hour. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. The simulcast and surprise is straight ahead at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So much for joining us on April 15th. This is when, for the last 94 years, you pay your income taxes to the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve, all on interest of the debt. Now $12.8 trillion they've stolen in the last 6 months in a bipartisan heist that's going on. They have us all confused with a false left-right paradigm. That's how they control us. We are trying to break the people out of this and get back to liberty versus tyranny. And we are simulcasting with one of the most popular, quote, progressive or liberal talk show hosts in the country, Tom Hartman, syndicated across the country. Mr. Hartman, it's good to have you with us.
Hey, Alex Jones, how are you?
I am good. You are very loud.
I am very loud. Okay.
Well, I certainly heard that. Hey, listen, it's good to have you here, but why don't you just go ahead and start the interview off here?
Okay. Well, it's not so much an interview as a simulcast. We're going to do our shows together here, right?
Absolutely, but I'm going to let you have the opening salvo here, because I'm literally shirtless here after just writing a huge income tax check to the private bankers who are bringing in the world government and publicly announcing it.
Yeah, well, I was just talking about my concern that Barack Obama is in his speech yesterday was talking about how if we give money to banks, every dollar to a bank produces $8 to $10 in loans, whereas if we give a dollar to individuals, it's only a dollar. And I'm very concerned that he's under the sway of the Geithners and the Summerses of the world, and he's going down the Bill Clinton road. But that's a separate thing. Alex Jones, you have a new DVD out. It's called The Obama Deception. And people can find it over at your website, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and what, AlexJones.com? Which one do you want to...
No, it's just Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And by the way, if you just Google The Obama Deception, there's a couple of cruddy Google versions, but go to YouTube. It'll say Obama Deception High Quality. It's like the third or fourth link. It's got about 1,400,000 views or so. That's the best free copy I've seen on the web. So I would just tell your listeners, please don't believe me. I cut my teeth, you know, going after Clinton. I was called a right-winger. Then I went after Bush because he was violating the Constitution. And I was called, a communist. They said I secretly worked for Al-Qaeda. I mean, literally, I worked for George Soros, they said. And then we get Barack Obama in. They're now saying I'm a right-wing fascist Nazi in league with Hitler. And so I want people to actually see the film because it's what you just brought up. Right. You have Geithner, the head of the New York Fed, in league with the head of Goldman Sachs, who was Treasury Secretary at the time, literally handing over unlimited power and control bipartisanly to these offshore banks. And Obama has lied about hiring lobbyists, lied about the war, lied about warrantless wiretapping and secret arrest and rights for detainees. And then he lied about saying that he was... fighting against the bonuses when he signed the executive order and told Senator Dodd to pass the rider on the bill so that they could take the money. I mean, all I'm saying is Barack Obama is as phony as a $3 bill, and Barack Obama is the New World Order's closer. The establishment was worried about the left waking up to what the corporate system was doing, and there was a real revolution in this country. The left and the right were coming together as populists.
Here's what's happening, Alex Jones, is that while I'm reluctant to use the word lied, because it's a slap, and frankly, a lot of us worked really hard to get Barack Obama elected, and think that at the core he's a decent guy. The guy was a constitutional scholar. I was shocked when a constitutional scholar voted for FISA. I was shocked when, the list of things of what you described as lies is accurate, to the best of my knowledge. And now, you know, with Bagram, and his administration is saying, oh yeah, we can detain people forever with no habeas corpus, just not at Guantanamo. We just move them to Bagram. And I'm like, wait a minute, this isn't what I voted for. On the other hand, and I think that there's a number of areas where you and I probably have shared what folks outside of our respective circles might refer to as conspiracy theories. There are others where I'm sure we differ. For example, you set up your movie with this thing about the Bilderberg Group, and yet you're going on Fox News, which is you realize Rupert Murdoch has shown up at Bilderberg meetings.
Sir, I mean, I go on your show. I go
yeah,
on
okay. All right. All
I
right.
mean, I go on Iranian TV. And yeah. by the
point,
way,
point made. But what I'm saying is that this isn't a secret conspiracy. The conspiracy is right out there for everyone to see. They're rubbing our faces in it. It doesn't require a bunch of people sitting in a closed room to plot the future of the world. They're doing it right out in front of us. This whole thing, my biggest concern, frankly, is the Federalist Society, this right-wing group that has taken over our courts, that believes that corporations should have the same rights as persons.
Well, absolutely. Look, they've co-opted and control the right, as you know. And now they're trying to co-opt these Tea Parties. These Tea Parties have been going on for a year or longer. 9/11 Truth actually started the Tea Parties, and you had liberals, conservatives really fusing together as constitutionalists, people that wanted liberty. And then we see a clear operative. I mean, there's no doubt. I've seen him going off scripts. Mr. Becky coming out now trying to co-opt these, the local neocon host, who are totally discredited in every city. It came out that over 1 million Iraqis died. It came out they lied about WMDs. It came out that they were for the police state and even gun control. And so conservatives...
The Bush administration.
Yes, the Bush administration. Yeah. So they've all basically left the Republican Party. And so the Republican Party is trying to latch on. That's what Fox News and others are doing.
Right. So they're phony populists. They're phony
exactly.
populists. I mean, you got Dick Armey out there. Dick Armey, who is a lobbyist, right, for the interests of the very wealthy and powerful in this country. He's a lobbyist for pharmaceutical companies. I went through the list earlier. I I'm not sure where it is in my stack, my explosion of papers here all over the desk right now.
Oh, Dick Armey is the consummate lobbyist, just like everybody else in Washington.
And his Freedom Watch is one of the groups that is really, really pushing these Tea Parties. And it's like, you know, I don't get it how the average working person, and here you're approaching it arguably from the right, and I'm approaching it arguably from the left. And yet, I think that there are a variety of areas where Americans are being asked to say that they're right or left, being asked to define themselves as Republicans or Democrats, when neither party is addressing their interests in many real ways. Now, I think that my solution to this, I think in some ways may be very different from yours, Alex, and I'd like to get your take on this. My solution to this is that we infiltrate the political parties. I mean, if you and I wanted to take over NBC, we'd have to have hundreds of billions of dollars. No way we could do it. But the Republican Party and the Democratic Party are both standing out there with enormous power and levers of power and millions of dollars, and they're standing out there saying, please show up and volunteer for the meetings. And in my book Screwed, I document how in Colorado, in New Mexico, and in Oregon, activists showed up at the county level and took over the local Democratic Party.
No, that's exactly what I'm saying. We've been taking over the system.
For Midas Reese. 20 this morning.
Ready to fire when you're ready.
Coin can be purchased for $9.22.28, $4.61.14 for the half ounce, and $2.30.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $9.22.28, $4.61.14, and $2.30.57.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Times are tough right now and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Did you know that grapes are one of the most heavily sprayed of all agricultural products?
That's fine. We're waiting for them. They went to break about 20 seconds late. We're following their clock.
And that is exactly what we are inviting you to do today. Taste our wines. We select them personally. They come from small properties in the south of France. They are delicious. Connoisseurs love them. And they are earth-friendly. My name is Véronique. I founded the Organic Wine Company in 1980 for people just like you. People who love wine and want to do well by our earth. Call us at 1-888-ECO-WINE. We'll answer all your questions. I look forward to talking with you. Call 1-888-ECO-WINE, and that is ECOWINE.
Mr. Hartman, are we back together here?
Helping you win the water cooler wars, Tom Hartman here with you. And we are doing a, sometimes it's hard to stitch together two radio shows. Well, sometimes. It's always a challenge to stitch together two radio shows. And we're doing it today with Alex Jones and his show. And is Alex with us?
Yes, I'm here. This is very exciting. I think we did it okay. You know, I've got on the clock here that we're going to break next time. At 26 minutes and 51. I just want to double check because
I'm showing 27:50 is our break, but I'm you know, Sean can correct me.
These are the numbers we were given. So
okay,
big deal. This is exciting. This is fun. Tom, look. Regardless, they've stolen $12.8 trillion. They are taking over.
Yes.
They call it a conspiracy theory. When a week and a half ago it was in the Tennessee newspapers, I had listeners calling going, the regular army is going to be running checkpoints on the highways. We call the governor's office. The governor comes out and says the army isn't allowed to run checkpoints. And then the weekend came, and it was in the newspapers that they shut the highways down and had regular army out with the police stopping the traffic, it said, for miles on major roads.
This is a clear violation of posse comitatus, and it blew my mind when I think it was the John Warner Defense Appropriation Bill during the Bush administration that they blew up posse comitatus.
Yes.
Let me just and again, this is something that I think people on the left and on the right should be equally furious about, is that our Constitution is being eviscerated, and it's not, you know, your new DVD, The Obama Deception. I mean, you actually, I think in some ways I would challenge you as being somewhat disingenuous because you start out with crimes of the Bush administration, not the Obama administration, and there are, you know, your 10-point thing at the end where you say that he's using the global warming hoax to tax carbon. Global warming's not a hoax, I would argue, and we can debate that, although it will probably, you know, take hours but the thing about, you know, using troops here in the United States, I mean, they just created this again. This was the Bush administration. They started the AmeriCom, you know, a U.S. Central Command.
Yeah, NORTHCOM.
NORTHCOM. That freaks out everybody.
But now, Tom, here's the issue.
Yeah.
It's all continuing but expanded under Obama, because people say, oh, Obama's a lot better because he's a better speaker and a nicer guy. No, it's worse, because under Bush, people knew he was disingenuous. He came off as demonic. He came off as a scam artist. He came off as dirty, as seedy. With Obama, he is very charismatic. He does perpetually twist what he's saying. He says one thing and does another.
Well, Alex, he's able to perpetually get it. I mean, you know, again, I find myself in this weird position because I'm increasingly concerned about the direction that Obama's going economically and with regard to human rights and civil rights. And at the same time, I think that he's doing some other good things. And these are areas, again, where probably you and I disagree. In your movie, you say, you know, he's going to put into place a draft of national service. And in fact, he's talked about that. Actually, Rahm Emanuel has talked about it more explicitly. This is what Thomas Jefferson wanted. This is the basis of the Second Amendment, that every able-bodied man in America from the age of 17 to 47, Jefferson was quite explicit about it, should have a gun in his closet and be a member of a militia, and that we should have
those
no standing
were, those,
army.
Those were local posses. Those were not controlled by the federal government.
No, actually, the local militias would be responsible to county authorities, who would be responsible to state authorities, who would be responsible to federal authorities.
But it was still local. And so, so they've turned that idea on its head. They want the locals disarmed, and then they want locals purely under federal command. So the model Obama wants is clearly closer to the Soviet or the World War II.
I haven't seen that, Alex, and neither one of us has seen any of the details.
No, I have.
Okay, and the community service that they're talking about, you know, 50 hours of community service a year.
No, that's the start. I've read Rahm Emanuel's book. What they had up at change.gov till they pulled it down. I know what they've called for under AmeriCorps and SecureCorps. And it is 18 to 25, 3 months of military basic training with assault weapons, but to be a domestic force, Tom. I mean, that isn't freedom.
If everybody in America, I mean, I would think that this would be the thing that the, you know, gun owners of America, my friend Larry Pratt would be going, yeah, you know, let's have as many people in America
armed
and trained as possible.
Okay, well, let's take...
why are you concerned about that?
Let's take Bush and his faith-based initiatives. You know, the, quote, left didn't like that, and I didn't like it either. Now Obama's all for the faith-based initiative, and what this is...
I don't like it either.
It's a whole bunch of different programs. If you look at what they're setting up with these brigades, and I have the Philadelphia Daily News and others, it is tattletale squads, it is warrant service. This is going to be one group that's armed, like in the Stasi in East Germany, then with the rest of the people disarmed. And no, what Rahm Emanuel wants is not what Thomas Jefferson was calling for.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I think that we need to be having these conversations and raising these issues. Your concern about national health care, I'd like to get into at some point too. Let's take calls from our listeners though and see what they have to say.
Absolutely, Tom. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for having me on your show. I know you're very well respected. I know you've said kind things about 9/11 Truth. We now have one of the heads of the 9/11 Commission coming out and saying it was all a big lie with the Pentagon. I'm sure you saw that.
Yeah, I did. And Alex, thank you for participating with me on the show. And, you know, there's a lot of areas where we disagree. There's a lot of areas where we agree. And I think that this kind of conversation needs to happen more often in America. We're going to a break. We'll come back after the break, and which will resolve, by the way, Alex, if my numbers are right, at about 34 after. And we'll be taking calls from my callers. You'll be taking calls from your callers. We'll alternate them, and we'll see what comes out of it.
Okay, Tom, thank you.
An interesting time. The Alex Jones Show, the Tom Hartman Show, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, TomHartman.com, however you spell it, we'll get you there. We'll be right back.
Okay, we're going to – they have more breaks than we do. People gripe about our breaks, but we actually have 14 minutes an hour. Industry standard's about 20 an hour now. So for all you whining about that, well, then buy some of the books and videos so we can fund this operation. We get rid of all the ads if we had enough funding, except that it wouldn't be tailored for AM and FM stations out there. A lot of exciting things happening with the show. You know, for years, Ted Anderson's tried to get us on XM and Sirius, and it looks like that's going to be happening by next month. Just going to leave it at that for you. A lot of hurdles to jump on that issue. And I'm sure you've heard my Obama deception ad airing on Rush Limbaugh. And Ted Anderson is doing that as an investment. He told me the numbers. He's actually losing money doing it, but that's what Ted does. He spent 100-something grand flying airplanes around with Ron Paul banners on it. He got about 30 grand of donations, and he spent about 100 above that on Ron Paul airplanes. And people can say, oh, well, it didn't affect change. He failed. No, people are waking up to liberty and knowing there's an alternative to the controlled left or controlled right. And so I'm basically selling the Obama deception to Ted at cost, and he is running ads on Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, all of them. He got a very good deal because radio is in a lot of trouble right now because the rest of the economy is. Ted looked into this about a year ago, and the price is about half what it was then. And so people are calling me going, what's this? You're in league with Rush Limbaugh. No. It's what Tom Hartman was saying. We are infiltrating. Can you imagine all of the big line Republicans tuning into Rush Limbaugh? They hear a film exposing Barack Obama, and what they get is a film exposing Barack Obama and the big banks and the Republicans and the whole stinking system. So it's a beautiful thing, and so that's what your support of Ted Anderson and the work he's doing is causing as well. Why is my shirt off? Well, because I'm literally almost shirtless right now from the taxes I pay. I know it's a fraud of the Federal Reserve, but I'm not going to fight that battle. If I did that, they would come arrest me, put me in prison, selectively enforce on me. So I pay the mafia, the money of the private banks, so I can stay on the air and expose these criminals for what they are. So I am shirtless. Somebody buy me a shirt. Help me. Come on.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
To build roads and help the homeless. And the phony right wing always focuses in on the welfare to dependent mothers and, you know, mothers with dependent children. They always focus in on a very small part of it. If you look at the $12.8 trillion spent, it's about 1 to 30. So, you know, we're talking about $12 plus trillion for the bankers and then a few hundred billion for the people. And then with that 100 billion, 200 billion or so that go to the people, there's all these strings attached to it and all this expanding federal control. Here we go. Back with Tom Hartman.
34 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you, and we're simulcasting with Alex Jones. I am the notorious liberal. He is the paleoconservative. Alex, you here?
Yes, I am. It's good to be here with you. Very exciting. Let's go to some of your phone calls.
Okay, we'll pick up. We'll alternate them. By the way, your phone number for your callers.
Oh, I hadn't thought to take calls while we're doing this. Sure, it's 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and I will go ahead and punch up my call screen.
Okay, great. And people can. We'll take some of my calls. We'll take some of your calls. We'll see what happens here.
This is really fun, and I appreciate you plugging the Obama deception. I hope folks will get the DVD at InfoWars.com. They're authorized to make copies of it and give it to people, because after the IRS check I just signed, because they've gotten rid of so many of the loopholes and things, even for business and the depreciation schedule, that I'm basically broke right now. So I hope folks will go to InfoWars.com. I'm sure you had fun just paying the private Federal Reserve. Plug some of your stuff. Plug your book.
Alex, I got nothing to plug here.
I
got some books.
Take it. It's yours. You want everything here? Take my watch.
Alex, I am pleased to pay taxes, because I consider taxes to be the price of admission in a civil society. I want there to be police who are protecting my home. I want the fire department to show up. I think that we need to have a good public education system. I'd like to have a good national health care system. I'm sick and tired of seeing people like Bill McGuire take a $1 billion paycheck from the United
Healthcare. Most of the money goes to corporate welfare. That's what the right's got wrong. They think corporations are perfect and have done no wrong. Meanwhile, it's all corporate welfare, 30-1, and the 1%. I mean,
You're absolutely right. You're singing my song. But my point is that's the taxes aren't the issue. But let's pick up some phone calls here and see what Rita in Los Angeles, listening on K Talk in L.A. Hey, Rita.
Yes, I'm so encouraged of the simulcast, because I've been saying for years that the right puts out the truth so the left won't touch it on certain listener sponsor radio stations. And there's power numbers, and if there's a coalition like what you two are doing right now, I think the People's Movement has a much better chance of bringing strength into affecting the decisions made in Washington. And I would like to request that the two of you do a regular simulcast, if you could fit it into your schedules, just like, Tom, you do Brunch with Bernie.
Yeah, okay. Rita, thank you very much. We have Senator Sanders on every week. Alex, let me just say, you said thank you for endorsing the Obama deception. I'm not endorsing the Obama deception.
Thank you for plugging it.
I think that there are some great things in there, and I do agree with you that people should watch it. Although when you get to your conclusion, I mean there are, and I'm not going to go through them one by one, but there are a bunch of areas where I think that we could have a very interesting discussion about our disagreements. Do you have any calls there?
We always have unlimited phone calls, but I'm down here in Texas. They're up in Minnesota. I just asked the guy for calls. I just opened it up, and so they're giving me calls right now. Go ahead and go to your next call.
All righty. Anthony in Anaheim, California. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Alex. I don't have so much of a question as I wanted to, first of all, state my appreciation for you having this, both of you. Tom, I've listened to you for the past about 4 years religiously every day, and Alex, I was part of the Tea Parties, the movement. I was part of the Money Bomb with Ron Paul. I go to your website.
Yeah, it's really Ron Paul who started this thing, the Tea Parties, in the modern incarnation.
And then now, first it was started by 9/11 Truth, then Ron Paul picked up on it, and now Sean Hannity and Becky Poo and these corporate minions have hijacked it. By the way, I've been at Willie Nelson's house while he's had had you on in the background listening to you. One time I showed up at Willie's house and he had you on in the background. I just want to say that.
That's great.
It's funny.
One of my heroes. I love Willie Nelson. He's amazing. Okay, Brian in Fort Lauderdale. Excuse me, Brian. You're on with Alex Jones and me. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, TomHartman.com.
Tom, thank you so much for taking my phone call. I think it's great that you guys are doing this simulcast.
It's guaranteed that neither one of us is ever going to get a national TV show. That's what it's going to be.
That's true. I listen to both of you on a regular basis. I wanted to say something to Alex, because I can never get into his show. See, Alex, you know, I think your show is great. I really enjoy listening to you. I agree with a lot that you talk about. But one problem that I have is that you use a lot of sensationalism and fear hype to, I don't know, kind of promote your show or yourself. I don't know what it is. But one example is your claim of how the New World Order is going to eliminate 80% of the world population. And you cite Bill Joy's article on why the future doesn't need us.
Well, I cite a bunch of articles. Go ahead.
I've read that article numerous times. Don't see any mention of anything like that. I wish you would back some of your claims up better.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Stop.
Alex, you're suggesting that there's a plot to eliminate 80% of the world population.
Yeah, let me comment on this. My film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has all the quotes. He takes out of context one thing I mention as evidence of the elite saying that they're having discussions about should they go ahead and just get rid of all of us because they don't need us anymore because of robotics and systems like that. So that's what I was talking about there. Now, State Department memorandum under Richard Nixon with Henry Kissinger says we'll use State Department Memorandum 200, we'll use IMF and World Bank money to make India and Peru and others sterilize half their women or they don't get money. That's on record. Then the 1996 UN Biological Diversity Assessment.
But hang on just a second, Alex. Let's assume that all that's true. They're working against their own best interests. You know what happened after the Black Plague in Europe was the Renaissance.
The Renaissance, yeah.
It created a middle class because when you reduce the size of the labor force, you drive up the cost of labor.
They didn't have robotics and robotic fleets, and the whole military is converting over to robotic tanks and aircraft. They don't even need the soldiers.
It's not enough. Let me toss out an alternative conspiracy theory, and that is that the anti-birth control movement around the world is part of the keep us all enslaved by jacking up the population to the point where Tom,
you're absolutely right, but it's more sophisticated. And I understand with an audience here, we've got to not dumb it down, but simplify it for time. Okay, but okay, yes, you're right. If you read the British Royal Commission on Population Commission 1944 to 49, a 5-year study commissioned by the British government, they say that they say we want to stop birth control in the third world, so that they use up all their resources and don't industrialize to threaten us. And that was one school of thought that was done. Then you have another eugenicist school of thought, which is hyperdynamic, and it's the most powerful.
Maybe they'll cancel each other out.
No, that's basically what's happening, and it's causing needless destruction. But no, you're right. There is actually a conspiracy. You know, we conspire to do this simulcast. Conspiring is just people talking and, you know, two people planning something. So look, Dr. Eric Pianca at UT says he wants 90% of us to die, and the issue is he gets standing ovations. This has been on the news when he says he can't wait for 90% of us to die. Yeah. So my whole issue is that there is a dominant idea of eugenics that metastasized into crypto eugenics after World War II, that is the dominant system in scientific thought in our society, that humans are parasites and bad, and we need to get rid of the humans. And then that gives the globalist, the head of the CFR, wrote in 1991 for the Club of Rome, Richard N. Haass, he said, we're going to use fake terrorism as one pincer to control the public and fake environmentalism as the other. Am I saying there isn't fish die-offs, the trees being cut down, toxic waste dumping, environmental?
I think you're pushing the edges here, Alex. But, you know, but like I said, on both sides, let's move along here. Scott in Portland, you got something to say to us.
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. Taxes basically are rent on our infrastructure. Without our infrastructure, none of those rich people would have made.
You're not even listening to my point. My point is that it doesn't go to infrastructure because criminal elites, like in the Soviet Union and in the United States, always come in and get control of it, and they're destroying our infrastructure. They have tax incentives to move offshore that both parties support. Well, and by the way, I've got loaded phones. If you want me to go to some too, go ahead.
Sure. Yeah. Well, let me just put a punctuation mark on that, and that is that we have this is why don't the rich pay their share? In 1955, the top 400 Americans in the U.S. Paid three times as much income tax as they are today. And if they were paying the same tax they paid in 1955, which, by the way, was a period of great stability, we would have an additional $35.9 billion. If everybody who made over $2 million in the U.S., which is the 91% tax rate back then, if they were paying a comparable income tax rate, which would be 49% in 1955, actually, after deductions, right now they're paying 23%, we would have collected an additional $200 billion. That seems like a good thing if our government is using it appropriately. It's a bad thing if our government is using it to bail out bankrupt banks.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, exactly. Here's my point. Is the big bankers come in, they lobby for higher taxes on the middle class and the working class. They then take our money and bail out for themselves and give themselves bonuses. That's how this works. And if you study it, as you know, if you make about $1 million a year or $200,000, $300,000 a year, you're paying about 35, 40% because the deductions, you can't count them now. But as soon as you start making 5, 10, 20 million a year, you drop down to 20%. Then you've got all these lawyers and firms. And what did
this is why I say roll back the Reagan tax cuts.
Well, I mean, what did Bush do? As you know, he took almost all the FBI off the billionaires and put them on blue collar.
I know. It's nuts. And here we are, the paleo-conservative and the paleo-liberal, Alex Jones and Tom Hartman, simulcasting, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, tomhartman.com. Alex, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4 Fitleg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FITLEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FITLEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, for our AM and FM affiliates, you need to know that we do these simulcasts. I've done it with Press TV and British radio and TV and other radio shows, syndicated radio shows. It was Tom Hartman's idea to do this. I appreciate him having us on the show. We're going to be rejoining them here in about a minute. And then in the next hour, we're going to be talking about the Oath Keepers, police and military, saying they won't confiscate guns, they won't violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And that goes into the context of all these government databases and government reports demonizing gun owners, saying we're the number one threat to the country and are basically terrorists. So that is coming up. And then later in the last hour, our crew's down in San Antonio at a tea party that's going to be starting right as the show's ending. So they'll be able to tell you what's happening down there with a report from that one that Glenn Beck is going to be at. I've got a bunch of other important news here as well that I'll be covering next hour. And I know we've got callers. Adrian in North Carolina, Dave, Helen, Jeremy, Danny, and others. So we're going to go ahead and...
And welcome back to the Tom Hartman Radio Program, simulcasting with the Alex Jones Radio Show. And Alex Jones and I, Alex, your turn to pick a caller.
Absolutely. Let's do it. Let's take a couple of them. Adrian in North Carolina, you're on the air with Tom Hartman. Go ahead.
And Alex
Jones. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. All I called in about was today is, of course, the Tea Party that a lot of us are having in our capitals. We live in Raleigh, North Carolina. So we'll be participating in our tea party here starting at 6:30 p.m. And we have copied off your copies, actually our copies, of your film, The Obama Deception, as you said publicly we could do.
Yes.
And we will be, yep, and we will be handing that out to as many people who would like to have it. We're also going to be videoing it. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Absolutely.
And,
for Tom, just for Tom real fast, I'll let you finish. I appreciate you calling. See, the Obama deception, as you know, Tom, exposes the left and the right, tries to shatter that paradigm, and so we go to these...
I understand. I saw it. In fact, I've been advocating. I've been, for 3 days, I've been telling my listeners, Alex, go to the tea parties. I've got a piece on commondreamstoday.org, for example, that says, you know, the original tea party was a revolt against the British East India Company. It was a revolt against the world's largest corporation getting a massive tax break.
Global corporate crime syndicate.
That's right. That's exactly what it was. The original tea party was against global... And so I'm telling my listeners to go to these tea parties and hold up signs that say things like... Get us out of the WTO. Get us out of NAFTA. I mean, these are things that...
Yeah, but what you're going to find is...
Tax the rich.
Leftists
tax
are gonna,
the corporations.
But, Tom, leftists are going to show up with these signs, and they're going to find they agree with, quote, Republicans about ending NAFTA and GATT.
That's my point.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that actually, as Americans, Alex, who believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, there's more that unites us than divides us.
I agree, and that's what Fox News wants. They want to make it a phony, neocon, mainline right-wing movement, just like in the 80s they took over Christian conservatives. They've ridden that horse to death now.
Well, it's not just Fox News. I think, you know, the corporate media right across the
board. Well, they're trying to jump on the Ron Paul, Alex Jones horse, and it's not going to work. And, again, I will say this, at least the left... People like Oberman are admitting that Obama is worse than Bush on many things like civil liberties, which I thought was impossible.
I absolutely honor Keith Oberman and Rachel Maddow.
But the Republicans wouldn't do that. The Republicans wouldn't do that.
No, they would never do that with Bush.
Oh, no. But Bush has done no wrong. He's perfect.
Shall we pick up another caller from my end or from your end?
Let's take one from my end because we've already taken some there. Fast, though. Dave in California. Dave, you're on the air with Tom Hartman. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. You're the best guest on George Norrie's show, by the way. I do want to say chemtrails are being ignored, and it's ridiculous to discuss global warming when you don't mention chemtrails. Thanks a lot.
Tom, did you know that we discovered thousands of declassified government documents? They call it testing, where they are adding to the jet fuel, barium salts and other things, and aluminum dioxide that is spraying the atmosphere. And now Obama's come out and said, you know what, we need to go ahead and think about doing this. And then he cites the Council on Foreign Relations playbook that calls for terraforming the planet to save us from global warming when this spraying actually shows it'll heat the Earth.
Yeah, I know that there have been some pretty crazy suggestions about how to, you know, that, and let's seed the oceans with iron and things like that. But
they tried that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here, let's take one of your calls.
Okay, Kevin in Pittsburgh. Kevin, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I had a couple questions for Alex. He talks about how the government wants to kill 80% of us.
Oh, boy.
They caused 9/11. They want to microchip us. If we go out and do anything, they're going to put us in FEMA camps.
That's not what I'm saying.
And then, but anytime someone calls up and asks Alex, well, why do you even want small government? Why don't you push for no government? He's the first one to defend government, and he'll tell us how much we still need government. So the funniest thing is after you hear Alex complain about government for months and months, you ask him, well, how about no government? He's the first one to defend it and tell us how great it is. And,
well, sir,
and
I mean,
Kevin, thank you.
Wow. I mean, look. Such a thing as pure anarchy doesn't exist in groups of bigger than... I mean, go with your buddies camping for a week.
No. And communism doesn't work in groups smaller than 150 people. And libertarianism has never succeeded anywhere in the world. So
well,
there's
I think we should
some
move,
middle ground.
I think we should move more towards smaller government, liberty. But that make... Individuals have to be involved in their communities to have liberty.
Yes.
So I want people to be self-sufficient. I want people to have local control. And
yes.
I do want to reduce the size of government because corporations come in and use the big government to suck off of us.
Well, here's the problem. How do we get the corporation? You know, I take this back to a couple of Supreme Court rulings all the way back to 1886, Santa Clara County versus Southern Pacific Railroad. I wrote a whole book about that called Unequal Protection. And it's in several of my other books, We the People and What Would Jefferson Do? And then there have been several, Bank of Boston versus Bellotti and others that have said that, you know, free speech is money and corporations are the same as persons. I mean, we've got to change the definition of corporations in this country, Alex, and get them out of the political arena.
Yeah, I mean, I'm absolutely. These corporations commit all these crimes, and then they're supposedly immune, or the people that are standing behind the corporations are immune. We certainly
or like Halliburton, they moved to the UAE or Dubai.
Well, Halliburton was involved helping giving weapon systems to Iran, but suddenly the fake conservatives don't care. In fact, where is Rush Limbaugh on the bailouts? You know, he's actually for the bonuses, calling that free market. It's not free market to have a bunch of pirates running your government, feeding the public trough, down their gullets. Again, look at how Obama is in agreement with Rush Limbaugh when it comes to the bailouts and the bonuses and all of this. They're all on one team. Why did Obama get four times the corporate Wall Street things that McCain got?
But let's just be honest about this, Alex. It's not just Obama. All your charges
I'm not saying
against
it's
Obama,
just Obama
can just as easily be made against James Inhofe.
I agree. That's what I'm saying is let's get past the two puppets they've got in front of us, and let's look at who's controlling the puppets. I want to talk about the New World Order. That's what InfoWars.com covers. And plug your website, TomHartmann.com?
Yeah. All my books are there, and our show is there. We got about 15 seconds here, by the way, before we have to wrap up.
Tom, thanks for having me on. It was great having you here.
Alex, it's been fascinating, and I find your Obama deception video. There's, as I said, there's probably about a third of it are things that I strongly disagree with, but I think that it raises a lot of issues that we all need to be talking about.
Well, it's free on the web. Google the Obama deception or go to InfoWars.com or TomHartmann.com. You can link up to it, Tom.
There you go. And we will with today's
Tom,
blog.
Let's do this a couple times a year. Take care, buddy.
It would be a lot of fun, Alex. Good talking with you.
Take
Thanks
care.
For
See
being
you.
On.
There
Alex
goes Tom
Jones,
Hartman.
Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Tom Hartman.
We're back
com.
With the Firesign Theater.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. We're going to go to break here in just a moment. That was crazy. Okay, I want to go to Jimmy, Danny, Helen, and Joshua. We're going to come back. We're going to do 5 minutes, take a few, two or three of your calls, and then I am going to go to our next guest and a bunch of news we haven't even gotten to yet. Big new developments on that front. Right now, let's go to Jeremy, or was it Helen? Who have I not gone to yet? Helen in New York. Helen, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. John, you going to bring her up? Okay, she just dropped off right as we went to her. Jeremy in Chicago. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, sir.
Hey, I want to just say, and I really wanted to get on when you were on with Tom there, but I woke up to your program about, I don't know, 8 months ago, and about a week ago or two, I picked up Unequal Protection by Tom. And I just thought, listening to a lot of discord there between you two and some of the callers, you know, I'm kind of unusual in the sense that I...
you know, see both sides of it at this point.
Stay there. We'll be back in 70 seconds with you, and we'll see if I lose my shirt again.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.